loving in word is simply not what you're looking for. That we are to love indeed the action of love and in truth, that is the power source of love, the Holy Spirit. This time of the year, Father, there is much talk about giving and about love and about the birth of Jesus Christ, but very little action. Very little giving in the proper power spirit, power of your spirit, very little forgiving. It's so easy to talk. It's so difficult to love as Christ loved. But Father, it's how you love. So we celebrate the giving of your Son. We pray, Father, that this morning will be a morning of worship and song, and as we examine why you gave your Son, why he was born into the human race, why you became man. Pray, Father, that your Spirit will guide us, empower us, and lead us through this entire morning. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand and sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful, the first and third. Okay, I hope, first of all, that you have plans to be here tonight at 7:30. Our children have been laboring. Oh, the parents have been laboring. The children have been having a little fun. And for our presentation this evening at 7:30, so please try to plan on being here this evening, and I'm sure that you will be glad that you came. It's wonderful to see the kids perform work and do what they're doing, so please try to be here tonight to encourage them and enjoy what they're going to present. The schedule is the normal Tuesday and Wednesday night. If it's sleet and ice, this is not an endurance church. See if we can make it through anything, but if it gets real bad, of course we won't. But I didn't see that listed in the 5-day forecast. A lot of cold weather, but that'll be normal. Now New Year's Eve we will change. We will be here New Year's Eve at 9:00, and to take a little nap in late afternoon. We will open the scriptures from 9 to around 10, whenever the Spirit leads me to shut up. And then we will have some fellowship, so be plan on bringing something to eat, enjoy some fellowship time together, and then we will come back and open the scriptures, and then end the year the way I love to end the year, and that is the celebration of the communion, totally occupied, not with things of the world and all of this, but turning out an old year, bringing in the new year, lifting the cup of the new covenant. So another wonderful night. We've done this every year since 1975, so let's 1974. So we will continue that this year, and shortly after midnight, right at midnight if possible, we will be partaking of the cup, and then we will close. So please bear that in mind. So we'll have communion as well as study that New Year's Eve. So just bear those things in mind. The Word of God declares, whatsoever man purposeth in his soul to give, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a gracious giver. Gracious giver is defined as one who has personally accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. The unbeliever has nothing to give but only to receive from God. But to those who have believed in Jesus Christ, it becomes our privilege to give as unto the Lord. But even then, under the empowering ministry of the Spirit, we do not give according to law, that is a percentage. We do not give according to laws that we have to give, and then God will give something back to us that's not in Scripture. What we do is we give responding to the leading of the Holy Spirit, putting a great privilege to give as unto the Lord. With these principles in mind, then, let us prepare ourselves for this facet of worship in prayer. Let's pray. As we enter into this facet of worship, Father, we are keenly reminded of the two great spheres of freedom that are involved in giving. First of all, Father, the political economic freedom that we enjoy in this country. That is the freedom, Father, to do with our lives as we see fit. The freedom to make the choices of marriage, where we will live, where we will worship, where we will work, and what we will do with the resources that you have given to us. It's a precious freedom that we enjoy in America, the freedom to do these things. And we are so appreciative, Father, for those who have provided us with this freedom, with their lives, on the battlefield and just in serving throughout their whole life over the nation's history. We are most appreciative for this freedom, Father. But we cross this freedom with the great freedom wherewith we have been set free through the person and work of Christ on the cross. It is in the spiritual realm of freedom that we have the eyes to see how to use our political economic freedom. For it is without the spiritual freedom that we would not be able to see the political economic freedom we enjoy. It would, Heavenly Father, be vanity. But because of the spiritual, we can see how to use our freedom, our lives, our finances, our time, all of the things that we do enjoy in America. And we are most appreciative, Father, that you have given to us your Son, and that your Son has given his life that we might enjoy this freedom. And now, Father, we pray that as we give, that you will receive these offerings, and that in 1999, you will open up doors of opportunity for continual outreach of this assembly. That we be small, Father, you have given to us wonderful opportunities of spreading the gospel to both believer and unbeliever. We present ourselves before you that you may continue to do so at your good pleasure. We praise you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. And what is brought together here, two great men of music. Just two great men of music. Isaac Watts, his many hymns we sing, and have learned to enjoy. In fact, we've looked at Isaac Watts' life. And then later, he wrote it in 1719, as you can see at the bottom. And later, it was put to the music of Handel. So, the Handel's Messiah, things in that regard. So we have two great men of music who have come together in history, not together at the same time, but brought together to give us this great hymn, both in the area of the words and in the area of the music. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let's stand and sing all four verses, Joy to the World. Excuse me, I didn't realize that in the midst of the move, they moved my pens. Let me get me some pens. I can't write without pens. Can't speak without writing. I saw an article in the Science Section, the Dallas Morning News, in Speaking with Hands, and how the characteristics of it, and all kinds of major types of tests have been done, and I think in the whole article, the most important